Longtime customers of Maritime Fuels are concerned they might be out hundreds or thousands of dollars after the company declared bankruptcy last week. Dawn Richards of Bridge Street After School Academy says her business is owed at least $2,000 by the defunct company that convinced her to sign a contract which included pre-authorized bank withdrawals.
And that was the only option I had with them. We had to sign an agreement, and it was a prepayment amount. I had no choice.
And Richards was not alone. According to documents from insolvency trustees PricewaterhouseCoopers, former customers on pre-authorized payment plans are owed $2.5 million by the bankrupt company. That's just a fraction of the total debts of the company, which total nearly $44 million. Once customers like Richards file the paperwork, they will be considered unsecured creditors. The odds of getting repaid do not look good, according to Richards.
I'm not holding my breath. I mean, I'm sure that there are people who are probably owed a lot more than, you know, $2,000. And where is that money going to come from? You know, they're going to sell off their assets, and that's not going to pay everybody. I can't see it.
The largest creditor listed in the documents distributed by PricewaterhouseCoopers is Western Petroleum, a company owned by Ivan Cassell, the co-owner of Maritime Fuels. Cassell's Maritime Fuels owes his other company, Western Petroleum, $20 million. That's listed as an unsecured creditor. The Bank of Nova Scotia are owed over $17.8 million, and that's listed as a secured claim. The first order of business for customers of Maritime Fuels was to put a stop payment on their next scheduled pre-authorized payment. Richards paid $12 to do so through online banking. Another Sackville customer, Virgil Hammock, had to go cancel his payment in person after an online glitch. That's when he found out that while banks allow you to put a stop payment order on a single pre-authorized transaction, they won't allow you to cancel them altogether. And companies like Maritime Fuel are also able to increase the size of the monthly payment amounts without getting further authorization from the customer. According to a letter from PricewaterhouseCoopers, Hammock and Richards won't have to keep paying a bank to cancel their Maritime Fuels monthly payments. The insolvency trustee assured customers that no further payments would be processed. Hammock thinks he is out about $400 from Maritime Fuels. He originally thought it might be more, but luckily just received a fuel delivery in September, meaning he's better off than those whose oil levels might be dwindling.
I'm in better shape than some people, but I'm on a more or less fixed income. I had figured out before, I thought they owed me over $1,000, but then I subtracted the delivery off it. Reduced it. And then, anyway, I mean, I don't want to, I can't afford to walk away from $400.
PricewaterhouseCoopers says it will be sending statements to all prepaid customers according to Maritime Fuels records in the coming week. Then customers will need to fill out a proof of claim form and submit it to the trustee. Any creditors that do so before December 5th can attend a first meeting of the creditors in Halifax or virtually. It's not yet known what led to the bankruptcy of Maritime Fuels, but a recent news story from CBC's Richard Cuthbertson noted that the company had just filed a lawsuit against its former accounting firm, Baker Tilly, Nova Scotia. According to Cuthbertson, Maritime Fuels alleges that the accounting firm botched its 2019 and 2020 annual financial statements, showing that the company was profitable when in fact it was losing money, more than $9 million in 2020 alone. Baker Tilly denies the allegations made by Maritime Fuels. It's not clear how the outcome of that lawsuit will affect small creditors like Dawn Richards and Virgil Hammock, who are taking an immediate hit right before winter.
Well, I certainly don't have an extra $2,000, just to lose, that's for sure. That's a direct hit to my bottom line, basically. Times are tough as it is, with the increase in food and labor and everything else. Everything has gone up, but yet our daycare fees have not gone up. They've stayed the same. So, it's just hit after hit after hit. And when you get, something like this happen, it really hurts.
That's Dawn Richards of Bridge Street After School Academy on Dufferin Street in Sackville.